Mountain Trails director Charlie Sturgis says those riding Mid-Mountain Trail from the Empire Pass parking lot will have to find a new place to park.
Exact date is not there, but you will see signs go up for authorized vehicles only. They're trying to finish the cleanup on the tailing site. So just be aware that you either need to park above, kind of where the snowmobiles park for in Guardsman's, or take a bus up there, some other choices. But that area will be shutting down, and certainly parking on the lawn of the road and things like that is not acceptable.
Crews are also working on trail improvements in the Shadow Lake area.
We're announcing that the Shadow Lake extension, which is going to go around the old road and get away from that somewhat horrific erosional gully that we used to think was fun, that we have extended that trail up to the pass. Basically, if you want to check out the new trail and the way to get up to Pinecone, or if you're coming down from Pinecone on a weekend and want to go Shadow Lake, this is going to be a really much nicer way to jump on the single track now.
With the new e-bikes for rent, there are more bikes on the trails. Sturgis reviews some bell etiquette. He recommends that you always ring the bell to let people know you're approaching.
You know, start ringing the bell a little sooner so maybe they kind of catch it ahead of time. Certainly slowing down and just coming from, approaching them slowly would really help. Most people do still pass other people too fast under the assumption that nothing's going to change. But, you know, you have dogs, kids, people, they turn into you. They don't know, you know, necessarily. So, you know, once again, I think it's the 10 seconds of kindness thing. If everybody just takes a few minutes, a few seconds and chills while they pass other users out there. And it does, this could be a cyclist as well as a hiker or runner. So let's just chill out, have fun.
And for those being passed, he says it's also helpful to let the biker know that you know they're passing.
When you're approaching from behind, and you're, it's nice that they actually recognize that you're there. So kind of wave you through something, say hi. You know, so the person who's being passed could also help by indicating that they actually heard the bell. And that's what I see a lot of times. And that's great if people are walking and listening to music or a podcast, you know, whatever, learning a language. You know, if they can just kind of, you know, raise their hand and go, yeah, come on, that helps a lot too.
That's Charlie Sturgis with Mountain Trails Foundation. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.